Welcome to Red, White, and Brown, the podcast that discusses the interesting upbringing of Desi American immigrants and what happens when the Eastern culture meets the Western world. I'm Prereq.
And I'm Sophia.
So today we're going to be talking about something we both have gotten a lot of questions about on our respective platforms. For me, that's YouTube, and for Sophia, that's Instagram. And that topic is medicine. But the twist is, we're going to be talking about medicine through the lens of being Desi American.
So we'll talk a bit about our journeys into medicine, our families and their roles, the pressure that Desi kids face with regards to selecting a career, and then answering questions like, what if I don't want to do medicine and my parents are forcing me? So let's jump right into it. Prereq, do you want to start by telling us a bit about your background?
Okay, so my background. I was actually born in India. I lived there for about 6 years, and I did have the stereotypical experience where my grandma said that I would be a doctor the moment I was born. And so I stayed there for 6 years. I came to the U.S. shortly afterwards, and I never really liked much about school until human biology in seventh grade. And at that point, I realized I love biology. And that stayed pretty much the same until I got to college, where I studied at UC Berkeley, go Bears. I studied public health and molecular biology. And with that background, I knew I could get a PhD or an MD, but I didn't know what exactly. After doing some research, quite literally, I realized I didn't like doing research. And so I realized I would more likely enjoy being an MD. And so I took 1 year off after graduating and applied to medical school. And here I am, a third-year medical student at Yale. So that's my story. What about you, Sophia?
I'm also a third-year med student at Yale with Prereq. And I was born in Chicago to a family that is Pakistani mostly. And, you know, although I technically grew up in an American city, a large part of my social life and social circle was centered around our mosque community. And so that was primarily South Asian. And so I guess that's why I ended up turning out pretty Desi. But I left Chicago when I was 18 to study at Princeton for undergrad. And I was pre-med, but I also studied public policy because I just could not stand to only study science for 4 years.
Understandable.
But yeah, I was always open to going into medicine, and it interested me, and like I had good clinical experiences. So, you know, I graduated in 2017, and then I came straight here to med school. I didn't really take any time off.
Interesting. So it seems like for both of us, our families probably had a big influence, or maybe at least somewhat of an influence on why we decided to go into medicine.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe we should talk about that right now, just like the influence of our family and culture on our decisions and our journeys.
Yeah, absolutely. So from my end, I think I was an anomaly in the sense that I actually had not that much pressure. I know I did have that initial story of my grandma pretty much telling me that I was going to be a doctor when I was born. But after that, I actually had very little pressure from my parents or immediate family. I just happened to fall in love with biology and do the very career that brown people are stereotypically supposed to do, which I think is hilarious. But it just happenstance that that was the case. This was actually not something that I was pressured into doing. It is also interesting because I think my parents supported everything and they would have been okay with me doing whatever it is I wanted to do as long as I tried my best. I remember multiple days when I was at UC Berkeley where I would call my mom crying because I was just so stressed out. And they would literally be like, dude, chill out. You need to relax. You need to stop going crazy with all this study and go take a chill pill. So I understand my experience is definitely not the norm. But I'm wondering if maybe you had more pressure, Sophia.
Yeah, so I think there was pressure. And like, I would be lying if I said otherwise. I think regardless of what parents say, I think as a Desi child, you very much know which careers are highly respected within our culture and, you know, which ones aren't. So overall, I would say that implicitly, I very much knew that in order to make my family proud, like, there was, you know, I didn't have a ton of career options. Yeah. There was a pretty narrow range. And for example, like, I've always loved fashion, but I never considered it a real career path, you know? Like, even when I was really young, like 6 or 7, I just, like, never considered it an option.
Even though you really, really enjoyed fashion, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but I just didn't think it was a real job, you know?
Interesting.
And I think because of that, like, implicitly, I was pretty affected by societal expectations. And it's like, there's that meme that we were talking about that exemplifies it really well. The one with the dad.
Yeah. So we'll link this meme in the show notes, but it's basically one meme where the top says, "Dad, I want to be an actor." And underneath it, there's a stereotypical image of a desi uncle with a mustache who looks kind of confused. Yeah, with glasses. And the text underneath the image of the uncle, it says, Beta, it's pronounced doctor. And we'll link that meme in the show notes. But that's
yeah,
hilarious.
Yeah, it's a really classic meme. And, like, I'm lucky my parents weren't that strict about it. And honestly, like, I obviously really enjoyed my pre-med experience. But in retrospect, I'm so lucky that it worked out for me because it just as easily could have, like, not worked out, you know?
Absolutely. I think there's probably tons of people listening who maybe have not had the same experience, who that pressure was actually a negative thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
The implicit expectations and respect toward a certain career really is a thing. It's almost like in Munna by MBBS, where Munna's dad is just so proud of him because he thinks that his son, Munna, is like a doctor. Let's play the quote where he's just like brimming with pride, because I think that's really emblematic of everything we're talking about right
now. Yeah, yeah. And for those of you who don't know, Munna by MBBS is this hilarious movie with Sanjay Dutt where he pretends to be a doctor to like impress his parents, and all this drama ensues from that. And like, we'll just play the quote where the dad is like over the moon that his son is a doctor.
अरे पढ़ो ना
अरे जल्दी पढ़ो ना मुझे अपने बेटे से मिलना है अच्छा मैं ही पढ़ देती हूँ श्री हरिप्रसाद शर्मा चैरिटेबल हॉस्पिटल इनका नाम है बस खुश पढ़ लिया अपना नाम अब चलिए ना
सुनो मेरा बेटा भी गांव से भाग के आया था अगर चाहता तो तेरे जैसा बन सकता था मगर नहीं उसने मेहनत की और डॉक्टर बना चलो अंदर चलो
वाओ या ही रियली इज ब्रिमिंग विद प्राइड. And it's just really funny scene. But coming back to our conversation, Sophia, even though you felt some pressure, was your family supportive?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think throughout the entire journey, they definitely were supportive. And like an example of that is like growing up, I did not do much housework at all. Like the emphasis was always on using my time for school. And like once I went to college, my parents never wanted me to have a student job or anything like that because like they did not want anything to take my energy away from school. So like, yeah, they were really supportive in like the best way that they knew how to be, I think.
I think that's actually a really good transition to just talking about the style of parenting and the perspective that a lot of Desi parents seem to have, which seems to focus a lot more on primary careers like medicine or even engineering, rather than keeping a more open perspective and, you know, things like fashion design even. So why do you think this exists? What are the pros and cons of this mentality?
Yeah, so I mean, I guess starting with the pros, I guess I'm not even sure if this is a pro, but I think the mentality is very risk averse. You know, I think immigrant parents really want to protect their kids from things like rejection in, you know, maybe a less stable career field, or the uncertainty that stems from a less stable career field. And like, I think that's real, you know, like it is hard to find jobs in a lot of fields. And we each know people from Princeton and Berkeley who struggled to find jobs after we graduated or who ended up in jobs that they weren't happy with, you know?
And I think, yeah, I agree with that. Like objectively speaking, it would be much harder to get to a certain level of financial success in certain career fields over others. Just objectively speaking, there may not be as many fashion designer jobs that pay as highly as you may want as compared to an engineer or a doctor.
Yeah.
Just strictly based on numbers.
Yeah, yeah. And like, exactly. I think people also like go into college expecting a certain outcome, you know? Like maybe that's making a certain salary or whatever their metric of success is. But on graduation, like, a lot of people don't meet that expectation. And that's the exact thing that a Desi parent would, like, really try to prevent from happening, you know? So let's actually play the Three Idiots quote that exemplifies that really well.
Yeah, I think this is going to be really interesting. So this is a clip from the movie Three Idiots, and it's where the character Farhan is telling his parents that he doesn't want to be an engineer, which is one of the coveted careers that we just talked about, and that instead he wants to be a photographer. So let's go ahead and play the clip.
Yep.
मुझे नहीं समझ आती इंजीनियरिंग वन में जाना तो बहुत खराब इंजीनियर बनूंगा अब्बा रांची बहुत सिंपल सी बात कहता है जो काम में मजा आए उसे अपना प्रोफेशन बनाओ फिर काम काम नहीं खेल लगेगा
अरे कमाओगे कितना उस जंगल में
अब स्टाइपन ज्यादा नहीं है लेकिन सीखने को बहुत कुछ मिलेगा
पांच साल बाद जब अपने दोस्तों को गाड़ी खरीदते अपना घर बनाते देखोगे तो अपने आप को कोसोगे।
इंजीनियर बनके फ्रस्ट्रेट हो जाऊंगा, फिर जिंदगी भर आपको कोसूंगा।
See, it's like, it's so risk averse, this parenting style. Like, that's what it came down to in the clip. It's like, how will you be able to afford the necessities of life if you go into photography, which is this like terrible, unstable path, you know?
Yeah.
And like, that is the con of this parenting style and like desi perspective, right? It's like getting roped into doing something that you don't actually enjoy, or like ruling out potentially fulfilling career paths that could have been amazing.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that everyone needs to be aware of, including parents. And if anything, if I'm going to be a parent, this is something I want to be aware of as well. Specifically, keeping an open dialogue as a kid and your parents. Being very open about what you enjoy, why you enjoy doing them, and being not afraid to voice your perspective. By having an open two-way conversation, and I know this is unheard of to a lot of Desis because we don't talk to our parents about feelings and things like that. But I think having that two-way conversation can really go a long way. Because even in the movie...
Yeah, they ultimately like end up being okay with it. But it's like after so much discussion and like pushing through that like, boundary.
And maybe if he had just told his parents earlier about this passion he had, they would have, you know, eventually warmed up to it, as most Desi parents do. But it is all about keeping an open dialogue. Because if you let them know about your perspective, you give them the space they need to kind of... understand where you're at without necessarily them imposing their beliefs on you. But I guess at this point, I really want to talk a bit about why is it that we have this norm? Why is it that Desi parents have such a big emphasis on medicine and engineering specifically? Why is that the norm?
I mean, I guess like to me, it's clearly an immigrant thing more so than like a South Asian thing. You know, you talk to like first generation kids from any culture and it's kind of like the same few careers that are respected, you know, like our first generation counterparts from like countries in Africa, like in the Caribbean and East Asia and the Middle East, like they all experience the same pressure to go into medicine or engineering or law or whatever, you know, like it's not unique to Desi culture. And I think it's like immigrants just so strongly desire stability for their family. And like, what better to give that to them than like a career in medicine, you know, which That's can true. Be useful in like Very any part of the world. Yeah. Exactly. And like, it kind of does make sense that after uprooting your life and like moving across the world, you would want stability for your kids, especially like if the reason that you moved or immigrated was like because you are experiencing persecution or like lack of that's economic true. Opportunities.
Yeah, that's huge.
Or even war, you know, it's like in those situations, it's almost like families are essentially being forced to uproot their lives and it's really different.
And they don't want to see the same for their kids.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I kind of think that the desire for stability is understandable. And like, I get why immigrant children and first generation children do experience that pressure, even if it's like to different levels.
Yeah. And I think the basic things that it comes down to for me is just economically, the way I've always seen my dad think about it is like, he always wants to have time for family, but then he also wants to make a good living to provide for the family. And there's only a handful of careers that do that. And as a Desi parent, those careers are usually the ones they see the most of. And that tends to be like engineering and medicine. And so for him, it was like, of course, do these careers, you know, like they're the ones that give you the time. They're the ones that give you the money you need to provide for your family. And so ultimately, if you want both of those things, which most Desi people do, family is obviously huge and so is providing for it, then, you know, these careers are usually the ones that top the list.
Yeah, yeah. And I also feel like the other thing is that most immigrants, like, don't feel 100% secure in the new country that they're in, whether that's, like, because they don't have citizenship yet or because, like, of xenophobia or whatever else. It's like...
True.
I think that's something that our parents carry with them, that like those of us who grew up here or who are born here were like, we don't really recognize that risk that you take when you immigrate. And so like, we don't fully understand it.
I don't think we can fully comprehend what it means to leave your entire family behind and go to a new place. Yeah. That's unheard of to me. I don't think I could ever do that.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, when you have that difference, it's like, we generationally, we just like approach careers and life differently. And
I think so.
Yeah, I think that also like our parents, for them, a job is a job. And like, there's no expectation that you need to like love it and be passionate about it. And for us millennials, it's just like a little different. You know, we do expect to like our jobs.
Yeah. And it's also the fact that we're brought up in a country that does value individualism a lot more, which, as I said, being Desi Americans, we're different from our parents who grew up pretty much
just desi.
Yeah, just desi. And I think that also, to kind of come full circle, highlights why they tend to be risk averse, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they did give up a lot for this.
Yeah.
And they don't want to risk all of it again for something that could potentially not give you the same benefits that they're having now that they've moved to this new country. I think that's a good discussion. I like that one.
I
think
that
really did provide more insight into it.
Yeah.
I think we're going to go, let's do our last segment now. Our last segment is really fun segment called the What If segment. And the What If segment...
Such a creative name. Oh my God.
The What If segment is basically a bunch of what if scenarios. So Sophia mentioned one at the beginning of the episode. What if I don't want to do medicine, but my parents keep pressuring me into it? We're going to just ask questions like that and kind of give our two cents.
Yeah, and like Prirak and I have both received a lot of questions from our audiences. And so like a lot of these are actually audience questions.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into it. So the first what if, Sophia, is we talked about it. What if you're a desi kid and your family wants you to go into medicine, but you aren't really interested in that?
Yeah, so I mean, I guess this is tough. Like I haven't actually been in that situation.
Neither have I.
But... I think that, like, you might not be able to change their mind right away. I think they might have to hear, like, other doctors who say that they don't recommend medicine unless it's, like, something you 100% love.
Which I agree with.
Yeah, I agree.
Do not go into medicine unless you love it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think a lot of parents need to hear that, you know? Like, they kind of need to hear the negative parts of medicine, too. And, like, I think the other thing is they might need to know your backup plan. Like, what's the alternative, you know? It kind of has to be something that's going to help them get over their fears about uncertainty in the job market or whatever else. They just want to see that, like, you're not getting a college degree just for the sake of getting it because it's, like, the next thing to do. You kind of have to show, like, how is that going to pay off and, like, what is your career trajectory going to be like?
And to really add on, I will also say sometimes I disregard whatever my parents tell me just because it's my parents and I'm so used to them lecturing me. So, you know, to kind of play devil's advocate, I will say you should definitely give your parents some value, maybe give their perspective, their two cents that it deserves. Because, for example, there have been multiple times my dad has told me something and I'm just like, my dad lectures me all the time and this is useless. And I completely neglect what he says only to come to the same realization on my own and be like, my dad just told me this.
Yeah.
So I do think there's value in recognizing that, hey, you know, if they want me to do something, maybe go and shadow a few doctors. Maybe go and see if you really do like medicine. Maybe go and do an engineering class. And if you really don't like it, then you can say, hey, I tried what you told me to do and it didn't work for me.
I totally agree.
Yeah, at least you kind of entertained it as opposed to being like, mom and dad are always telling me to do crap that I don't want to do and I just don't want to listen to it anymore.
Yeah.
Which I do agree. I've always had that thought, but I will say sometimes give them the two cents they deserve.
Yeah. Okay, what's the next question?
So the next question I got was, what if my parents are upset with my career decisions?
Oof, okay, that's a tough one. I feel like you really have to show them the positives about it and like show them what you're so excited about and like show them that it makes you happy. And like, that's such a cliche thing to say, but I feel like when they have, you know, concerns about things like job security or whether there are going to be opportunities for you down the line, you have to like try to address it, I think, rather than ignoring it and like really show them what opportunities are available and what cool things you could be doing down the line, show them the cool things that you're doing at work and like also just show them what people with your goal or like dream job are doing, you know? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
They have to like be able to see that you're not going to end up unemployed and homeless. And like, I think you really have to share those things with them like multiple times because one time is probably not going to be enough to make them come to terms with your decision and like feel calm about it, you know?
No. Daisy parents need to hear things multiple times.
Yeah.
but the one thing I always like to think about is like Daisy parents are like coconuts, you know, like they're really rigid on the outside, but they're like have this like perfect core on the inside. Because at the end of the day, I think all Daisy parents, even though they don't say I love you, even though they don't like talk about feelings, they really, really do want what's the best for you. And, you know, as you just said, Sophia, like if you're doing something that from their objective measures may not be living up to their standards, I'm putting up air quotes right now, you need to show them that you're still fulfilled, like you're still happy and you wouldn't be happier anywhere else. And the moment they really can get that sense, they will be okay with it, I think. Because at the end of the day, they care a lot about your happiness And they can understand that, okay, even though they don't meet these objective measures that I deem valuable, she's happy. And I've had a lot of this happen with mm-hmm. my personal cousins, myself, my sister. We've had experiences where they're like, we don't agree with you on this, but you're happy. And if you're happy, it might take us a while to come around to it, but, you know, we'll come around to it mm-hmm. as long as you show us that your perspective has merit.
Yeah. Yeah. So. No, that's true. And I mean, it comes down to like showing your parents that there's more to life than medicine and engineering, right? Yeah. Like, there's like that other hilarious meme that we were talking about. If you guys can't tell, Pre-Rock and I like memes a lot.
Lots of memes. There's gonna be a lot of memes.
But it's the meme where there's like some Indian uncle.
It's the same one from
earlier. It's the same uncle. Oh my God. And the text underneath is like, you can be anything you want, doctor or engineer. Like,
there's only two options.
but you get two options, yeah, right? You exactly. have options.
Exactly. Okay, so next question. Next what if. What if there's someone my parents are always comparing me to, Sophia?
Oh my gosh. Oh God, this is tough too. I feel like I am lucky that I didn't deal with this too much growing up. And I think for this one, you have to sort of explain that, like, you understand why your parents are doing this. Like, they want to motivate you. They want you to try. And, like, they have good intentions. And, like, they want to highlight what other things they're doing so you feel encouraged to do those things. You have to let them know that you understand where they're coming from, mm-hmm. but like also tell them like, no, this makes me feel unmotivated. Like this makes me feel upset, or like you just have to emphasize that practice is not helping you achieve XYZ thing like the other kids. And
the interesting part is I think this actually comes from them, right? Like it comes from their childhood because it's such a prevalent thing in India to be compared mm-hmm. to someone else. And they think that because it happened to them, that it somehow implicitly had an effect on helping them become who they are, and therefore they want it to also impact you mm-hmm. in that same positive way,
yeah.
quote unquote. But I think the biggest thing is to let them know that it's not actually encouraging. Like, if yeah. anything, it's discouraging. Every time exactly. I've heard my parents talk about someone else in front of me, I'm just like, well, first of all, it doesn't work. You know, like, it's just like, whatever you're telling me, now I don't want to do. Like, if yeah. they're trying to motivate me to do better in school and they're telling me about someone else is doing amazing, mm-hmm. now I don't even want to go to school because
yeah.
of that.
Yeah.
So I think really just letting your parents know that this isn't, like, the best way to encourage someone or yeah. yourself.
Because they're all about outcomes, you know? Yeah. They're, like, outcomes driven. So yeah. if you tell them, like, no, this is making me perform worse, then, like, I actually think that would be an effective way to get them to stop.
Yeah, yeah. And just being honest about that. And mm-hmm. I actually think parents are doing less and less of this now, especially
yeah,
now that
for sure.
like they spend more and more time in this new country, because I think they realize like everyone is different here. And mm-hmm. there's a lot more choice and freedom. And necessarily comparing your child to someone else's isn't the best way to go.
Yeah, yeah. I also think parents now like read a lot more parenting books and stuff. And like
I hope so.
It's different now.
I hope so.
Okay, what's the next question?
So the last one is actually for parents. So a parent actually did message me asking, like, how can I best be there for my child who may or may not want to do medicine?
What'd you say?
So the way I answered that question was actually to encourage the parent. And I learned this from my dad, because my dad is actually one of the most interesting men I will have ever met. He was always telling me, you know, even though I had experiences that happened to me, I can't expect the same experiences to happen to you. And I just have to come to terms with that. And coming to terms with that is probably the best way he has been there for me. As I said, my parents are very, very atypical in a very good way, in the sense that he realizes that just because he did X, Y, and Z, he doesn't expect me to do X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. If anything, he expects something entirely different, given that we're in a new country with different norms and cultures. And so by really having that open mindset, he has given me the ability to really write my own story. And that's the best way I felt supported by him, because I realized, like, hey, I don't feel good about this. I can tell him this and he won't judge me for it. Or even if he does judge me, it's because he didn't have the same experiences as me and he's very open about it.
Yeah.
And then we can have an open discussion afterwards. So really making sure you realize that your child's experiences won't be the same as yours. And even if they are, you know, really not mixing the two up
yeah,
as your own.
Because you're still different people.
Yeah, you're like, different people. These are different circumstances. And because of that, you can't expect the same outcomes, and you also can't expect the same decisions. And at the end of the day, I think that's what's going to make your kid feel the most supported. Like, if they express a thought that to you is novel or something you've never heard of, really just, like, give it a second. And really just mm-hmm. think about, all right, this is weird to me, but it's weird because I have never seen it before, but you know, yeah. I don't expect him to understand that.
Yeah.
So
that's kind really of my good two advice. Cents.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good advice. And that's, you're meant to be a father.
No, that's just my dad. I think like oh yeah, that's what God. I mean. So I think the biggest thing out there is to really be open. Just realize that your kid is your kid, but that doesn't mean that they will do exactly the same things you did.
Yeah, I guess that's like the only way to give them the space to like be their own person, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's our episode. We've talked for like more than 25 minutes, I think, so it's time to wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening. If you guys enjoyed this and you want us to continue making this podcast, please, 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 please rate, review, and subscribe.
Positive reviews.
Yes, 5 stars only. Don't be stingy. And share with friends, screenshot, share on Instagram story. You guys are our marketing department, so we need you to share this if you want us to continue making this.
And of course, send us your questions. The more questions we get from you, the more content we have for future episodes.
So. Yes, definitely. So tune in with us next week. We're going to be talking about dating next week. Yeah, so you don't want to miss that, and we will see you next week.
Cool. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.